If you or a loved one has had thoughts of self-harm, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits!
I just expect a bunch of young boys to come out through the curtain, pull them back, you know? Shibata's on the loose again.
And Tyler Fudge!
My fucking feet feel like they're gonna fucking freeze off.
The milk from your nipples is freezing on the way out.
Yeah, exactly.
Suplex City Limits!
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 218 of Suplex City Limits for June 14th, 2019. Take these words home and think it through, or the next rhyme I write might be about you. It's your boy, the King of Bong style, Todd Fudge, and they are the North. My close.
Todd, Tyler, and Travis here to save the day, boys.
I'm joined by Fudge Brothers, Tyler and Travis.
Yes, yes, you are.
I figured I'd pop out of that.
I'm glad we're joined by our long lost brother Todd. That's I love that.
Every episode of a podcast, there's somebody new. That's the idea. That's this weird show. These three weird Fudge dudes. I think they're brothers.
I don't know though. I think it's a fake name. Yet.
Yeah, they probably have a fake last name.
Yeah.
Suplex City Limits, available for listening of our fine podcasts are found. You can follow me on the show Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow Tyler at the Federation. Follow Travis at
Fudging Up 333.
If you like this show, you can support it by picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. You can also donate via PayPal, Suplex City Limits at Gmail. Like bad motherfuckers deep in your snatch, Cody fucking Hatch and Big Body Sam. You can also donate via Patreon. Become a producer and get yourself a shout out. Like better than Festus, Joseph Justus. Caleb used to see the size of his Oregon field, Morgan Field. See money, he's not balding, Christopher Spaulding. Infamous Chris Savage. Our friends at the Smack It Down podcast. Check them out everywhere podcasts are found. They cover a lot of wrestling that we don't. Be Rad Brad, the Rice-A-Roni Jabroni Tyloni, Kick-Ass Keith Martin, Jumpin' Jeremy Foltz, Insane Ian Jackson. Deshaun, he's better than Terry Bollea. And plain vanilla Martin Corns. This week, I'm not putting shit on him. Let him be vanilla.
Never again.
This week on the show, we'll be talking about what do we got? Dominion. We got news, top three. Our boy Babs is back.
Babs. After his trip to Rasta Far Ryan.
Yeah. And you got fucking triple the fudge here.
Yeah, triple fudge. Todd Fudge joins us again.
Todd Fudge.
Todd Fudge.
Mom Todster. Let me out of the basement.
Yeah, the Toddster got out of the basement, boys. Fuck, we're fucked now, boys.
He escaped from the basement again. No more moldy pancakes for me. So let's move on as we do every week with this week's top three after a word from our sponsor.
Tired of getting pushed around by companies that say they have customer service? Well, this is Dusty Rhodes. I'm here to tell you about a place that'll get you the cash you need. That's right, my friends, over at Northwest Title Loans can get you a cash loan on your car title in 10 minutes or less. Best of all, there's no credit check, no hassle, and you get to keep the car, Jack. So whether you need a few hundred dollars, maybe a thousand or so, call Northwest Title Loans and tell them Dusty Rhodes sent you.
With several area stores, call 877-511-CASH for the location nearest you.
Suplex City Limits.
Top three.
Suplex City Limits top three, our top three matches of the week. Fucking high interest loans against the title of your car from Dusty Rhodes. Holy
he
shit.
Would put his name on anything.
Tell him Dusty sent you.
Tell him Dusty sent you, yeah.
No, they'll be like, what kind of car do you have? Give you way less than that as a max. And then when you inevitably can't pay it back due to the ridiculous interest, they will come and take your fucking car.
And sell it.
Yeah. Dusty Rhodes took my car.
At least you get a free can of Mellow Yellow with it, though, right?
Yeah. Holy shit. This week's top three, we've got two matches from Dominion. So let's talk about those. What's your number three this week?
My number three?
It's the other one, I guess.
I'm going to go with... I'll put Naito and Ibushi number three. Just because of the fact that it's the one match where they didn't try to kill each other. You know what I mean? Like, it's the match where it wasn't fake wrestling. Because, you know, they kind of dropped each other on their head a bunch. So it's kind of... Let's reward the guys that didn't hurt each other to have a good match. And put this one at third.
I don't really care about it, man. At this point, I'm kind of sick of hearing people complain about, like, this is what these dudes want to do. They are modern day warriors. If they want to fucking do this shit, then let them do it. You know, I'm not gonna sit and like care more about Ibushi and Naito's necks and lives than they do. You know,
no, I understand that completely.
I'm not gonna sit and say like fuck yeah, do more of that shit. You know, but. At the same point, it's just like some people go on and on about it. Meltzer, for example.
Yeah, they're pretty butthurt about
Uncle Meltz didn't even give it a rating.
Really?
Yeah.
Fucking serious, dude.
Wow. He said it was like you could have rated this anywhere between negative stars and 4.75, but I think due to the outrage of the neck thing and the head thing, he just decided to not rate it.
That's fair. Fair enough. I mean, myself, the only reason why I say I'll put this as three is just because the point of wrestling is to not hurt yourself. And they're going outside of it and they're dropping each other on their heads and hurting themselves. So kind of give it to the guys that actually go for the definition of what pro wrestling is. But at the same time, I fucking love this match.
Imagine if Ibushi's... you know, Japanese twink porn head would have popped off on the apron, like rolled up to the commentary table. Oh, holy shit!
Oh, and when you look at it too, the only injury he came out of this match with was a black eye, and that was from one of the headbutts. So he's lucky as fuck.
Until it just happens, you know. That's the thing, right?
That's what happened to Misawa. That's what happened to Perro Aguayo. It just happens on the randomest fucking spots. So
until sometimes you take a body slam and you're fucking, you know, your spine disconnects internally.
Yeah, and we're what, a day removed from the 10-year anniversary of Misawa's death in the ring. So,
did you see that thing that he allegedly left? It's like a note.
Yes, in case he died in the ring.
Yeah, I mean, this is a weird time to talk about it, but we're here, so. I thought that was fucking crazy, man.
Yeah just leave a note saying, you know, continue wrestling.
When did they find this?
I don't know, but it only came out recently. It's the only time I heard about it. But apparently that wrestler, I can't remember his name, that was in the match with him, he still carries in his bag today.
Huh.
Akitoshi Saito.
Okay, yeah, so he carries it in his bag today, every match.
If you haven't seen this, it's 2 years before he died, Misawa wrote a letter intended to be sent in case he died in the ring to his last opponent. It says something like, so I don't know what that, but then it quotes it, so I don't know.
I'm sure you trust translation from Japanese.
Yeah, I guess. I'm sure you trusted me and were doing your best, and I betrayed that trust. I'm really sorry. Still, I want you to continue wrestling. It may be painful, but I want you to continue.
Yeah. It's
crazy.
It is crazy. And the guy probably, you know, just had so much wrong with him. He knew that he was brittle at the time, I'm sure. There's no way you could do what Misawa did in the 90s and the 80s and actually think that you're okay.
And he was actually going to continue
fucking
wrestling.
I saw Onita this week kicking around the idea, you know, where he was like, Onita, hardcore Japanese wrestler. He was talking about how, you know, he thought like the only thing left to do was die in the ring.
That was from that wrestlers episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy. Just saying, like, fucking crazy, dude. Yeah. That's what these guys want to do, kind of.
It's weird. Well, you know, it's that whole Japanese, I guess, not to be like really, really ignorant, ninja mentality. You know what I mean? Like, what you see in all those ninja movies, I'll die for my craft.
And it's, not to be the ignorant. Loyalty thing in Japan, though. More or less.
Could be.
It's crazy. Anyway, Number two, Laredo Kid. This is El Hijo Vikingo.
This is the first time I've ever seen him, but he's got a fantastic attire.
Yeah. This match was awesome. I fucking enjoyed the shit out of it.
Yeah, because like I didn't know that this was the match that I seen the GIF of on Twitter like 2 days prior. Both leaping onto the top rope and doing a Spanish fly at the same time from opposite ends. Dude, that's so fucking insane.
Yeah, dude. There was a lot of shit in this match that was just like, I was popping like Orville over here, man.
Like, I will say 100%, I don't 100% really understand Lucha Libre and the whole psychology behind it. But at the same time, there was a lot of stuff in that match that just made me go, ooh, nice. So
I mean, yeah, I don't know how much psychology there is there, really. I don't know. It's all in Spanish. I don't know the story. I don't know, you know, what's what. I just know, like, from watching it, it was fucking awesome.
Yeah. It was fun.
I wish they would try with some, you know, English comment. Or if there is English commentary somewhere, I didn't have it. I had the Spanish, but it was still cool.
If you do the English commentary, you're just going to get Kevin Gill anyways. So fucked.
Kevin Gill and fucking Vampiro or something.
Yeah. Matt Stryker trying to tweet people, see if they can hear him.
I like Matt Stryker. So yeah, that's from AAA. Check that match out. It's pretty fucking cool. There's a few moves in that match that I was like never seen before.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Honestly, you know what me and Travis watched last night was the reaction between Steve-O and Chris Pontius on their beatdown from Umaga on Raw. And dude, like, there's one move that I didn't even realize was ever a thing that they did there. But like, there's like a Steve-O does a cartwheel and then like a head scissors on the Pontius and he flips him up and they throw him into Umaga and Umaga just fucking clotheslines him. Dude, that was the greatest spot I'd ever seen in my life.
Wow. Fucking Umaga. And then our number one match of the week, Dragon Lee and Ospreay.
Yes. What a fantastic match that was, though.
Give this 5 stars. I don't know. What did the Melts give it? I give it 5.
Melts gave it 5.25. What did he give 5.25 to recently?
I'm not too sure, but he gave Ospreay and Dragon Lee 5 solid stars.
It was Ospreay and Takagi the way he gave 5.25 stars or something like that.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I fucking dug this match. The dive over the rail to the outside was insanity.
This is a rocket. Just in Milano Collection AT just looked like he got murdered.
Yeah.
Murdered. It's unreal.
Yeah, really good shit. Ospreay calls out Robbie Eagles afterward for Melbourne.
I mean, Robbie Eagles.
Southern Showdown show.
I mean, it makes sense during Australia, have an Australia junior.
Yeah.
I'd go for the title, but. I mean, I'd rather something else, but I mean, we've gotten so many great Ospreay matches over the last couple weeks. Can't really complain.
Oh yeah, for sure. So yeah, there's that. What?
Well, especially now where there's not really a big show now until the G1, and no juniors really highlighted there. So juniors don't really get another real big shot until Kizuna Road or Best of the Super Junior or Super J Cup.
Yeah.
Yes, come to Tacoma, Washington. Sorry, that was probably a piece of news.
Of all places.
Yeah, right, of all places, going to Tacoma, Washington, the home of Stomping Grounds.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, yeah, there you go. That's our top three this week. Check that shit out. We're talking about the rest of the Dominion show, if you want, whatever you want to talk about.
I suppose this is the best time to do that, isn't it? To talk about the rest of that Dominion show. There's really not a huge amount to talk about. Like, a lot of matches are great. John Moxley and Shota Umino, that was a fun 4 minutes.
Yeah.
You know.
The ladies call Sleeping With You.
What's that? No. Oh, you fucking dickhead. I get you.
That's a fun 4 minutes. Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, it was all right. I mean, yeah, fuck. No, thanks. That's usually what I get. That's the reaction. Yeah, it was all right.
Big news coming out. Kenta in the G1. I had no idea. I know that I spoiled it for you because you were on Twitter.
You spoiled
it for yourself.
I did. I was on Twitter mistakenly.
Fudge screwed Fudge.
Yeah. Fudge ate Fudge.
Yeah. Kenta. Will, first off, will he survive the G1?
Or will, is Shapata still pointing?
Yeah. Well, that was a little weird too.
I was like,
Shibata's fucking lost it, y'all.
he had brain bleeding at one point in time. Give him a break.
I just expect a bunch of young boys to come out through the curtain and grab him and like kind of like pull him back, you know?
Don't
fucking Shibata's on the loose again. Fuck, man. So rude to an SCL Hall of Famer, no less.
He's just Shibata. Getting Kenta to headbutt everyone for him now. Yeah. That's great.
Will you headbutt this motherfucker, please? But yeah, man, Kenta is awesome. He's talking like Kenta again. You know, you hear what he said about Moxley. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, and then what he said about his own character, Hideo Itami.
Stupid Hideo Itami.
Over there, I was stupid Hideo Itami. Here, I'm Kenta.
Yeah, that was fucking stupid.
It was. But it really was.
He didn't prove shit in that run. Like, to me, it's like, we'll see, man. We'll see.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't have, like, I've got hopes, but I don't have high hopes that it's going to be something. Because, I mean, he was just floundering.
And he had that big shoulder surgery that got botched. So who knows how he's going to hold up in strong style matches.
Yeah.
Dude, that's just it, right? I mean, that was his whole deal before. That's why we all liked Kenta. He was just fucking hardcore. He'd take all kinds of shit. We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you want to over under if he survives G1? Or?
I don't even know over and under's work, Jim.
He's got a note ready for his final opponent.
I don't know. I mean, people have pulled out of the G1 hurt, certainly. Not?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's happened, for sure. But would Kenta pull out hurt, or would he just pull himself a... what's that Mexican wrestler that was in Impact with the one arm?
Garza?
Garza, Hector Garza Jr. Yeah, he had fucking, one of his arms was fucked and he had it taped up and he couldn't move it.
Oh.
So he wrestled with one arm. It was...
Yeah.
So we might get
He's got some new name in WWE. I think we'll talk about it later. I think I have a story about it, but... So yeah, hopefully Kenta fucking rocks in it, man. I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
You got him talking shit on Moxley. Kenta Moxley? Fucking
it'll be
sure.
A fun match. And you probably get it at the G1. You know? We're going to get a lot of fun matches with the people that are
nice
involved.
Little influx of people for this G1 with Ospreay and Shingo and Moxley and Kenta. Just four fresh faces in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I'm still, like, trying to get over how fucking bizarre it is that Moxley is in New Japan.
Oh, every time I see it, it's just weird. So bizarre.
It's weird as fuck. I'm bizarre. Fuck, man. I don't know. It's amazing how, like, we didn't give a shit about that dude whatsoever. And it just, like, it takes one video, one run-in, and I mean, one match, and it's like, fuck yeah. All
it's
in.
Funny what you can do, hey, when you do wrestling, right?
Yeah. And other than that, Jericho Okada.
Yeah, it was a match.
I did not like this match.
By no means is it a great match, but at the same time,
there's a lot of banging coming through your microphone. I don't know what that is.
Tyler's tapping on his Mac.
I didn't know you would hear that. I was scrolling on my trackpad.
Hey, I don't mind, but I'm just, maybe the listeners mind, you know? I don't give a fuck. Maybe they do. I just want to address it for them so they can go, okay, someone else hears them.
I'm not crazy. Yeah, I feel it. I feel it.
But no, dude, it's weird to say, and I hate to say it right now, but I think I'm done with this Jericho thing, man. I think I'm done with it.
He's not the wrestler he used to be. At the same time, it's a hard position to be put in a match with Okada and try to come out, you know, not as, you know, at least better than what you were before, looks-wise. Because, you know, Okada's got to win. Somehow he's got to go over. Apparently, this match caused a huge stink in the fans of Japan. They hated the fact they didn't get a promo after the match.
That's weird, too.
That is weird.
That's awesome. I think it's like,
well,
it's,
I mean, at the same time, yeah, it does. Yeah, it's a lot of heel heat. You know? For sure.
Yeah, guess what? You're supposed to not like it. I think it's fucking, that was the good part.
Yeah.
The part I didn't like is just, he's doing the same shit. Like, the first or second time, you grab the camera, you know, and like flip them off and like, haha, that's pretty cool. Or you ring the bell and like, okay. But the third and the fourth time, like, fuck, yeah. Man, I'm done with it.
Yeah, it's the same match over and over and
it's
over.
It's the same again. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. The camera thing, it's like, yeah, dude, okay. I mean, like, once or twice it's funny, but like, yeah. It's just over and over again. Just, I don't know.
It seems like it's being used as a crutch, and a lot of these spots are just, you know, like, oh, it works every time, so let's do it.
Well, he seems so tired out all the time. Like, he looks like and looks, he wrestles like and looks like he's hungover all the time.
Now, for his character, that's not a bad look.
No. But it's not good for the matches.
No.
Athletically.
No.
Definitely. And, you know, post-match, he beats Okada down. And dude, Tanahashi, man, oh my god, this is bad. I was just like, damn, dude, he is so slow. He can barely move.
Yeah, because apparently his stretches are key before a match.
Jesus, dude, yeah. Before he walks,
yeah,
no, you know, it's like fucking go over the rail, dude. Look bad.
Yeah,
someone should give him some cortisone.
Yeah.
So what is like old Jericho and beat up Tanahashi, man? I don't know about that.
I don't know, but Tanahashi pulls it out every time. He pulls out a great match or at least a good match every time. So
I feel like we got to be. I mean, I'm a huge Tanahashi guy, but I mean, it might be fucking time, dude.
Yeah, I think this is the last run.
Yeah, I think
like, it's if time. He's in this G1, I really hope it's his last.
Oh man. I hope he's not. I hope that, you know, whenever they do that, he'll end up taking on Jericho, and that'll be what he's doing instead of the G1.
Yeah, I don't think that's what's going to happen, though. I really don't. I think that he's going to be, because he's hinted at it, that he said it in interviews in Japan about how he wants to win the G1 again because he needs that title.
Oh, my.
So. What he needs? He needs, like,
he needs some rest.
6 months off. Like, he needs a lot of time off.
I think he needs to retire, honestly.
I don't know. That's just it. I mean, somebody with more information would have to make that decision. But well, like, if he can take 6 or 8 months off and then feel better, then great, man. But if his shit's just permanently fucked, which I think it is, I mean, dude.
Yeah. And they're very... They keep injuries close to the belt in New Japan. Like, because apparently Naito's thrashed. Just... done. Like, he's ready to fall apart.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. How old is he, too?
He's close to 40. He's 36, 37.
Oh, is he?
I think maybe he's 40s. I don't know. I know Ibushi's 36, 37.
It's crazy how good he still fucking moves.
Yeah. 36 years old, Naito is.
Yeah. And is fucking about done for.
Yeah. Imagine Tanahashi's only 42.
Yeah. Jesus. Well, wow. He got rid of the high fly flow. You see, he had a new finish that was a lot more, you know,
a lot more tame on the body.
Yeah. Also, I hate that new Jericho finish.
The
oh god,
what's it called? The Judas elbow or Judas effect? Yeah, it's not the greatest, I don't think.
But yeah, I don't know. You have anything else to talk about from that show? I know,
I can tell you the most boring match on the show was probably the tag team match because Travis fell asleep.
Oh, God. I know Brad was a big fan of the Ishii match.
Oh, the Takagi Ishii match was
Taichi.
Fun. Or Taichi. Takagi. Who was that? Takagi?
Takagi.
Taichi. No, it wasn't Taichi and Ishii. It was Takagi and Ishii. No, it wasn't. No. It was Takagi and fucking, what was his name? Breadman. Bread Club.
Kojima.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Bread, man.
Boy, he always types in on Twitter how much he likes bread.
Yeah.
Had bread today. Good day, Bread Club.
There you go. Yeah, I don't know anything else on that.
No. It was a good showcase match for Takagi against Kojima, though, for his heavyweight showing. It was fun.
Faux. So from there, let's move on to this week's news.
This week in the news, people come back from the WWE to the NXT WWE studios as a movie about a 10-year-old on Netflix.
I'm Jim Vicious, and this is news to you. Right. Well, what do we got?
Right. Well, how about WWE Studios has been aiming to develop a new original feature film in conjunction with Netflix. The project's being directed for family audiences. As for The Main Event, which is his name, it revolves around a 10-year-old boy who has dreams of becoming a WWE professional wrestler.
Mm. If it doesn't star that fucking JJ kid, that cool-ass JJ kid, the Warrior Award, oh. I'm gonna fuck yourself.
Damn! That yes! That would be awesome.
But got a little Gary Coleman-ass motherfucker.
The name of the kid, he has a wrestling name already, The Spaghetti Kid. And people in the movie are John Cena, Sheamus, The Miz, and Bray Wyatt.
Yowie wowie.
I'm pretty sure The Spaghetti Kid had a match with Joey Ryan last week. I think I saw it on bar wrestling.
Just a guy wearing a bowl of spaghetti on his head.
Yeah, like exactly. Hey, fuck, man. Well, that sounds whack.
It does. At least it's basically free on Netflix, though, so I can watch it without feeling buyer's remorse.
Yeah. Also free will be AEW Fighter Fest on Bleacher Report.
Yes. Yes. It's said to be on Fight TV here in Canada.
Fight TV announced everywhere outside of the United States it'll be available on Fight.
So hopefully free as well.
Mm. Makes me want to use a proxy. Get it on Fight. Because I don't want to fuck with this Bleacher Report shit. I know Fight works.
I get you.
But I guess. That's looking pretty good, though.
Yeah.
Cody versus Darby Allin, Adam Page, MJF, Jungle Boy, Jimmy Havoc in a four-way. I'm sure Adam Page goes over. Omega and the Young Bucks take on Lucha Bros and a mystery partner. Who will that be?
I'm assuming somebody from AAA, I assume.
Yeah. You get Moxley versus Joey Janela. That could be fucking crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think Joey Janela is just going to let this be.
He's going to do something outrageous.
Yeah. Like, there's a lot of people going to watch this. He's not going to Danzig himself off the fucking roof through the glass, but I'm sure it's not going to be pretty.
He called Zandig Danzig.
I get the two mixed up. They're the same to me. I know one's a metal god and one's a fucking slob, but fuck.
No, they both go hand in hand.
So. Jesus. There you go.
That was great. That was in the tune of Mother? Was it?
Yeah. Well, it's a bit of a mashup, right? Okay. But we'll see how that goes. We'll see if they let him go fucking ridiculous and, you know, shove fucking skewers up each other's cocks and stuff.
Nothing. I expect nothing short of that.
Dude, you see those fucking beer can spots this week on the wrestlers? What the fuck?
That is messed up, isn't it?
Oh, like, fuck.
But you know what's so great about that spot, though? Is the fact that we can all relate to it. We know how sharp those beer cans are. We know how much that would hurt. So we can relate to it. And you just makes you squirm already because you get it. Like, I've never been hit in the head with a fucking steel chair as, like, hard as can be. I'm sure it fucking sucks. But I got nothing to compare it to. So I can't relate.
Jun Kasai has one of the most mangled fucking bots. That guy, it's unfucking believable just to see that dude.
Yeah.
And then you see him, like, holding a baby and shit. Like, holy fuck, man.
Somebody let him hold a baby?
Yeah, dude. Well, it's his baby.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, no, I was speaking as if, like, an innocent bystander looking was like, somebody let that man hold the baby?
Fuck. Yeah. I don't know, man. Yeah, it's not for me, man. I like the super hardcore. I like a little bit of it if it's, like, built up, you know, in a feud and shit, but...
Yeah.
I don't take away from it. You know, I don't... as with, like, a lot of people want to say, you know, they take away from certain kinds of wrestling. You know?
Yeah.
I won't take away from it, man. If that's your thing, that's your thing. Have fun with it.
I can get why you're into it. It's pure violence. Some people like to watch that shit, and if the guys that are doing it are okay with doing it, then, well, you know, it's one of those things, like you said, if that's what they want to do with their body, who are we to stop it?
Yeah.
There you go. For sure. There's a rumor going around today that Gato stepped down as Booker. That's not true.
It's not true?
Evidently not.
Okay, that's cool.
Sources are now saying it is not. I was like, no! Not our fucking art house Japanese wrestling. Don't take it away from us. Can you imagine that? It's like a different booker. Like, what if they got some like real shit booking in there, like Ring of Honor does now?
Yeah, just get fucking. Just get fucking. Hey, bully. Come over and book this Japanese Jesus. Show, okay? Oh, boy.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, it just you switch bookers. I mean, it would have to change. I mean, goddamn. Oh, it would just weird if all of a sudden, like, New Japan fucking sucked, you know?
It would be, but you know what, though? There was years where New Japan was garbage, and it was not that long ago.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I turned around since Gato was booker?
Turned around in about 2011, 2012, did it
He was booker then.
Was he?
Yeah, because he was with Okada at that point in time.
At first, when we started the show, I was excited that the mic didn't pick up my air conditioner. Now I've got, like, fucking ice cubes hanging off my nipples. It's so fucking cold in here. Oh, shit. I'm going to start seeing my breath. Yeah, you kind of mentioned the Super J Cup will be taking place in the United States in August. I don't know, man. It can't really be what it used to be, so.
Well, yeah, it's only going to be, in my opinion, New Japan, ROH guys. Maybe some CMLL. Yeah. Could be some Rev Pro guys, too. It could be exciting. I don't expect big names to be in it, like Ospreay. Because, I mean, he's got the G1. He just won the Best of the Super Juniors. How does the winner of the Best of the Super Juniors go into the Super J Cup without winning? It's not possible.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, dude, CMLL has like 1,000 luchadors you've never heard who are just awesome. So, you know.
Speaking of Japanese coverage on U.S. television, Access just announced that they're going to be doing same-day coverage of the G1 on Saturdays. Mm. So, I mean, that's pretty good for United States fans that aren't at the helm of the New Japan world that can't figure out that Japanese translation site. So, I mean,
it's not that hard to sign up.
It's not, but some people talk like it's the hardest thing in the fucking world.
Yeah. Yeah, suggesting somebody sign up for it instead of steal it is aggressive, though.
Oh, yeah, you're aggressive. You're a horrible person, Jim.
Yep. Yeah, that's cool. Aren't they also moving that women's wrestling show to Saturdays, too? Or?
Yes, so it'll be a wrestling block of New Japan, followed by WOW, Women of Wrestling.
Mm.
Two various different contrasts in wrestling.
Yeah, once you go from New Japan to that, you'll be like, wow.
Yeah, exactly. Once the opening credits start.
Like, wow, what else is on? We got new names again. There's been a mass naming in NXT, which I've been amused by, because they're all fucking terrible.
And these are all basically those names in that breakout tournament? Is that what you're saying? Like, is that what that is?
Yeah, DJZ is now Joaquin Wild.
Oh, my God.
Wow, okay. With an E
at the end. I don't know who's naming these fucking people, but they've all been awful. Every fucking one. ACH is now Jordan Miles.
What the fuck?
He's a big fan of Michael Jordan. So that's the Jordan. I don't know what the Miles. Maybe that's his shoot last name. I have no idea. But they're just so weird. They're just bizarre fucking names, man.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing real. There's nothing that sticks out to you. I don't know what the trend is in wrestling to have just normal names.
It has to be a generator.
DJZ had an uncle named Joaquin. He loved pro wrestling. Always wanted to be a wrestler. But, you know. Those opportunities did not exist in the Philippines. So, and Wild is the perfect word to describe the way I wrestle.
Jesus.
Yeah. Joaquin opening bout does not have quite the same ring. I'm just being a dick, y'all.
Or DJ Joaquin.
I just, at least they're getting
out of here.
Gonna be walking back to the Indies in a few months. I actually walking like that guy.
Short.
So I guess at least it's not really like WWE to blame. It's kind of these guys to blame. They're picking these fucking weird ass names.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm sure there's a guideline that they're given too. Like he can't call himself like the Poon Destroyer. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Big Dick McGee.
Yeah, yeah. Big Dick Z. You call him BDZ.
Your boy, the one-armed man, Garza Jr., is now Angel Garza, I suppose, Angel Garza.
I mean, that's not bad.
That's actually, yeah.
I'd rather I don't mind Garza that. Jr., really, because in WWE, nobody's really going to... None of the fans are going to realize who he is, why he's using Jr.
Yeah.
They, I mean, they cut Rey Mysterio Jr. out of Rey's name, so...
Yeah. Well, if Vince liked juniors, he'd have fucking, you know, he'd have had one.
If I had a son who was up to being a junior, I would have done it.
Jesse Alaban is Jesse Camilla. I don't know. She was in the Nae Young Classic. Jonah Rock is now Bronson Reed. I don't hate that.
I mean, it's not the worst name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. Bronze, so it's like Mike Biker movie things. Okay. Comes from, yeah, so they all, I guess they do name their fucking sources, so that's kind of cool, but. Luke Menzies is Ridge Holland.
That's not, that's a horrible name.
Adrian Chaud, I don't know. His name is now Arturo Ruiz. That's cool.
It's a lot easier to pronounce, that's for sure.
The Adrian Jaude?
Jaude, yeah, maybe.
Jaude, yeah. I don't speak wherever the fuck that guy's from.
I have no idea.
He's Brazilian.
Oh, he's Brazilian? Oh, wow.
So, yeah. Anyway, Arturo Ruiz is cool. He's kind of like Mauricio Shogun Ruiz.
That's a great name. I love that. Which is
that's cool. Punish Maria. So, I don't know. What is there? Isaiah Scott is now Shane Strickland. I don't know if we talked about that one last week.
That's a pretty bad name.
Cameron Grimes, Trevor Lee. That's the worst.
Sounds like a porn name.
Yeah, was Trevor Lee any better, though?
I like him way more than Cameron Grimes.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, are there other ones, or?
I don't know any other. Like, this is all news to me, these names. I didn't see that anywhere. Thank you for bringing that up to me.
I guess on the tapings, the NXT tournament, what is this thing fucking called?
The breakout tournament.
I kind of like the idea.
Yeah, oh yeah, no, maybe this is what the only response that anything WWE will have to AEW is NXT. that's the only thing I can see. But it's a good idea, this breakout tournament. It's kind of like what ROH used to do with the Top Prospects tournament.
Do you know what the winner gets?
I don't know. I know that the Top Prospects tournament in ROH was you got a contract with ROH. But like...
Yeah, the winner gets their picture taken with Triple H. And he'll even point at you.
He'll tweet it out.
Yeah, I'll retweet it. Just tag me.
I'll give my lady, social media lady, to...
What the fuck was that?
Turn into Stu Hart.
Yeah. My name is Stu, and I run Triple H's social media account. I bet you didn't know I had flexible thumbs, did you? It's from all the viewers of stretching out assholes, yeah.
Hit him up on Twitter at youheartstu.
Three fingers deep, Stu.
Oh my god.
Catch it, pancakes.
Ty Dillinger officially signed with AEW. No surprise there.
No, I expected that.
Fucking All Out tickets sold out in 15 minutes. We know because you tried to get some.
Yeah, we tried valiantly. I signed into the website and was 8,000th in queue.
I was 24,000th.
John Pollock was 44,000. So, yeah, nice. With that being the case, the demand for this show could have been huge. You know what I mean? If there was 44,000 people in queue.
Yeah, yeah. And you did get tickets, let's clarify.
We did get tickets. We got it on StubHub. But, I mean, you gotta fucking pay extra joke. For it. But same That's time, a bunch we of got shit. Tickets. There was nothing, not one shit. Ticket left by the time I got in queue. I got in queue, I think it was 24 minutes after they went on sale. So, like, they were done selling for, like, 7 minutes before I even got into the queue.
What the fuck? Were you, like, at your computer or your phone or whatever, like, before it started or what?
I was signed in. Travis was signed in. Both of us on a computer. Like, I was on one computer, Travis on another. Then we were
so you were there.
In.
You were there when it's like started, like fully prepared, and that's fully where you ended up in line. Yeah.
We were there by 9:45 or 10:45. Tickets went on sale 11:00 Eastern or whatever the fuck it was.
And the waiting room opened up a half hour before, and they'd place you randomly in line when the tickets went on sale.
So you did. It wasn't first come first serve. It was once 10:00 hit, it was all randomized, and
I don't know. There certainly has to be some way to fucking stop the ticket flipping bullshit. I mean, there has to be a way. Non-transferable tickets.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Fucking, there has to be a way, and they should figure it out. But they probably won't because you know there's a lot of fucking money involved in that shit.
Yeah, the sheer amount of all out tickets that went up on the third party websites afterward.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
Yeah, like it didn't seem like it was monumentally huge the amount of tickets that were there, but there were tickets for each section, right?
Yeah, people fucking, that's what they have their whole deal, you know?
Oh yeah, the tickets for each section, but you look at it and it's like, click on it, it's like there's 2 tickets, there's 3 tickets, right? The most I seen was on one, I believe, was like 4 or 5. So like, sure, there's probably a good couple thousand tickets out on StubHub and all these websites, but it could be more. Who knows?
At least you got tickets, man.
At least we got tickets.
Who's all going?
Me and Travis. I'm trying to get a buddy of mine, Rob, to go.
Yeah.
He's in California. But, I mean, good luck getting tickets.
Yeah, right. I fucking wish I could have made it out. One of these fucking shows, it's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, we'll do it one of these days.
Yeah.
ROH is kind of shit in the bed lately, so probably won't be there.
Yeah, no shit. WWE confirms signings of Hussein Aldagal and Faisal Curdy.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. Future WWE champions, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're both from Saudi Arabia.
Maybe WWE NXT Saudi Arabia champions.
Dude. I don't know if we want to talk about that show. Everybody seemed okay with that dude winning the Battle Royal. And I mean, it's just like a dumb Battle Royal. It doesn't mean anything, obviously. But I thought it was so fucking ridiculous to put a Saudi guy over in that thing.
Well, I mean, you put a Saudi guy over in Saudi Arabia, it's not like it's the most unheard of concept.
Well, no, but it's just like so on the nose, you know? I don't know.
Yeah. But I mean, you're getting paid $50 million to do a show. You do whatever they want you to do, really.
That's probably part of it, too, dude.
Yeah.
They're probably like, I mean, they decided everything on that show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, without a doubt. Like, they mightn't decide, like, the outcomes, the matches that don't matter. But, like, people that are on the show and, like, certain aspects of it, for sure. Well, like, they kiboshed the women. I believe we talked about that. Because on the show, we got up as far as Shane McMahon and Roman Reigns when we stopped recording.
So. Yeah. There was nothing of redemption on that show. There was nothing worth watching on that thing. I didn't watch it. I saw clips here and there and whatever, but...
No, I didn't watch it. I didn't watch a second. Not a solitary second.
There you go. But yeah, I don't know, whatever. So yeah, these fucking guys will be in matches at the next show, I suppose. That's what it is. I'll sign these guys and train them up, and then they'll be in some tag match on the next Saudi show. Which is what? This fall? I don't know.
Beats me.
Two a year last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's 2 a year every year for 5 years, 10 years?
I think it's ten,
yeah. At what Holy point do they stop fucking airing these?
Yeah. What happens to the do they still get paid if somebody turns that country into fucking glass? What? Like, I don't want to know what happens. In five years, a bunch of nukes are dropped on your fucking country and it turns to glass. Do we still get paid or...
What?
Where's Vince's money, goddammit?
Yeah, just go to the Kings, the WWE security. We want our money.
Dude, Pursuit, man. Pursuit airs the wrong episode of Impact.
No.
Yeah.
1 week away from, this is like just last week or maybe 2 weeks ago, they went to commercial during the main event and never came back.
Oh my fucking God.
Just a half hour of commercials, dude.
Impact has TNA. No luck.
There's no luck there at all. Apparently, those are all Pursuit problems.
Oh, yeah, fair.
but I don't know.
Pursuit, it must just be ran off a fucking, off an old bubble screen Macintosh somewhere. Holy fuck. How low budget color is do you that? Think?
That teal green? The teal green one? Or red?
So the yeah, probably a red one, a turquoise one. Fuck, man. That's just so ridiculous. It's like beyond words ridiculous. And it sucks because Impact is actually pretty fucking good right now.
Yeah, I mean,
it's... Well, Killer Cross came out with all that Impact news yesterday. Apparently, you guys heard about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like the happiest fella.
Tell him to go get a fucking part-time job.
Well, he was also he was saying Scarlett Bordeaux has to live with her mother and work a second job so that she can live.
Maybe you should get out of wrestling. I don't know. I mean, has she considered doing porno? She can make a lot of money doing porn.
She can. She
really I mean, you can. Could even fuck her, man. Why don't you just do that? Get on Chatterbait. Get some fucking tips. I'd fucking go on. I wouldn't tip because, like, who the fuck tips on Chatterbait?
You just wait for other people to tip.
Heroes. Those people are fucking heroes, man. This goes out to you, jerk off heroes. I don't know what we're talking about. Oh yeah, Impact is on a fucking Impact, Mickey Mouse
Cross network. And Scarlett Bordeaux, that whole triangle. What a fucking going on.
I mean, he signed the deal, dude.
He did. And now, from what he says, Killer Cross wants over $100,000 a year.
Wants six figures.
So like, you know, like sure, you're an up and coming good wrestler, great personality. Are you worth six figures at Impact? Like, he was like, I found out other people were making six figures. It's like, yeah, probably like RVD, you know?
Oh, God, names. I hope they aren't paying him that.
Mundo, maybe.
Yeah, like Mundo, maybe Cage. But like these other guys, no. Like Killer Cross got to work his way up to that. That's just how wrestling works. Especially if you're in a smaller company like Impact. Sure, WWE's paying hand over fist for you. Because you know, Impact's not WWE, and you don't want to go there.
Yeah, I'm sure B-Rad's been watching that dude for like fucking 5 years now.
Oh,
but
probably.
I didn't know about him until Lucha and Impact recently. You know, that's the first I heard of him. So, I mean.
Yeah, the first time I heard of him, too, was Lucha and Impact. I don't know how long he was going through AAA before he, I suppose he had to have been in AAA first if he went in Lucha. Or maybe not. I don't know. Who knows? I don't know how that works. I don't watch AAA very regularly.
Yeah. I hope he gets his money. Yeah, it's a shitty time right now, dude. It's like this great time to be a free agent and this great time to make all this money, and he's just like fucked himself into this position with his contract.
Yeah. It's, you know, bad time. It's much like those Lucha Underground contracts, only this is more ill-timed than that because, you know, people are paying, like I said, hand over fist for people. You got AEW's looking to fill up a roster. WWE's like looking to have the biggest roster any wrestling companies ever have. Yeah, they want to be virtual wrestling hoarders.
Somebody signed AR Fox. I was just talking to Jared about it earlier today. Somehow he came up. Oh, I remember how he came up.
Inside joke, I guess?
Nah, he did a gay porno.
He did? AR Fox
back
did
in the day? Oh, yeah, wow. Back in the day.
Fair enough. Maybe that's why it always hard.
So yeah, that's how it came up. Why me and Jared are talking about AR Fox's gay porno is a whole other deal. I don't remember why.
Just sending screenshots back and forth.
Oh, we were sending back and forth some you know, that's like weird softcore porn wrestling like picture sets that are out there?
Yeah.
Where like they'll pay you to come in and like fucking wrestle around in your underoos and shit.
Yeah. Yeah,
I saw some of a female wrestler that I'd never seen before.
Oh.
I'll send them over to you.
Sounds good.
For scumbags.
International Pervert Service.
She was paid for this. I mean, it's not like these were leaked. I mean, she was paid money to do this. She knew they were going to be up there, so I don't feel so bad.
It's not like someone
hacked her phone. But anyway, it's hard to feel bad for a guy who fucks Scarlett Bordeaux.
It is. That's true. I don't feel very much sympathy. You're making money.
Triple H will be working with the Bullet Club crew, the old Bullet Club crew.
In Japan.
In Japan. He's got to be a part of everything cool. Like, he's been AJ in the Shield. He's got to be fucking doing everything. That guy's such an egotistical cunt.
I can't wait to see Triple H's mock-up Bullet Club shirt when he comes out in
Japan. Oh, yeah. A H-Club. Oh, God.
He's going to come out in Too Sweet, everybody, and shit. It's going to be fucking...
So, are we going to do the Too Sweet?
And then we're going to do the Suck It.
Oh, God. Chad Mabel. He's Mabel and Moe's fucking new partner. No, Chad Gable makes his WWE 205 Live debut.
And the match just gets fucked.
Yeah.
Jack Gallagher goes outside, gets counted out mistakenly, and they both look like they're really upset in the ring. So,
Gala. The Verbs would say Gala.
Yes. Yes.
No. Yeah. At first I wanted to bitch, like, well, like, but he's relegated to that show. But at the same point, I was like, well, at least he gets to do something.
At least he gets to wrestle.
Yeah. Why that dude's not wearing a singlet, though? I don't know.
Hey, you know, he wants to show off his body, so he cut his hair so he can show off his neck. So come on.
Yeah. You love that one.
What the fuck?
I've heard that they don't want as many long-haired guys lately.
That's fair.
Like, they're telling some of these dudes to cut their hair because they all have long hair.
I mean, it is a wrestler thing to do these days. Who has long hair these days? Metalheads and wrestlers. That's about it. Yeah.
I don't know. Aleister Black still has long hair, but...
He's barely got hair, though. He's different. He's got no hair on the sides.
Found that dude cutting promos for like a month and a half. He comes out and like, someone please fight me. What? Gives a fuck. When they do finally book him against somebody, like, no one's going to give a fuck.
No. No cares.
Oh, my God. Anyway. I don't know. Do you have other news stories? Oh, there's you the shit about the former Brodus Clay?
I can't tell you exactly, but I did hear rumblings of something about Brodus Clay, but I can't remember what. What was it?
Misconduct complaint made against him for, they allegedly like sent, he sent maybe pictures of a dick, or he sent things that were not cool to a female coworker. He works for Fox News, like, I guess on some streaming show. Did you have any idea about that?
No, I didn't. What, did he pull a Coachman then?
Yeah, Fox Nation host Britt McHenry accused her then co-host, former wrestler Tyrus, of sexual misconduct. So I guess it's been resolved. They moved him somewhere else when it happened, I guess, but they didn't fire him. So it sounds about like Fox News.
Imagine getting a dick pic from Brodus Clay. Somebody call your mama.
I guess, man. It's just weird. I don't know. It's on Fox News, so I assume it's like... right-wing commentary, so I have no idea. That's weird to me.
Maybe it's Fox News business.
How did you land that gig, man?
I honestly don't know. It's Brodus Clay.
It's good friends with Bradshaw.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. JBL got him that fucking...
Yeah, it could be. But yeah, what else you got?
Flair's getting back on the hooch.
Not feeling guilty about it anymore.
Yeah, Flair announced that his last run of health issues weren't because of alcohol and the abuse, so he's saying, I'm going to start drinking again.
Oh, great.
And then he said, now his former management is suing him for a defamation.
Yeah. Because
he said that she stole his money. So, and then he also apologized to Shawn Michaels for bitching him out for not texting him when he got sick. So
Flair also says that he has learned how to use Twitter.
Yeah, so a lot of Flair news, guys. A lot of Flair news.
Yeah, he got worked in that whole Edge and Becky Lynch thing. Yeah.
Yes, he asked Edge if it was true.
Man, he's going out with a bang.
He is.
I mean, that's going pretty hard for
Flair's great.
For working, for Edge to go after, like, say, the shit he did about her boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's fair, man.
Yep.
That's pretty good. Yeah, she has great taste, I guess, like, I'm going to date the guy. There's a million dudes around here who would fucking bang me and date me. I'm going to date the guy who cheated on his fiance with a girl who thinks swastikas are cool. Awesome. Whose dick you've already seen, and seen is pretty fucking average.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, the average man, Seth Rollins.
If that's your fucking bag, I guess. He has to listen to that accent during sex, not me. So
all the puns.
It's just gotta be. I wish I knew some. Like pull me knickers down or something. Put in my fanny. Etc. Arse? Fuck my arse. What the fuck? That'd be terrible. I wouldn't be able to fucking deal with that, man. Fuck my arse.
No, dude, chicks over there. Fuck me arse. She would say yeah, me, fuck not mine.
Yeah, she would say me. You're right.
Fuck
yeah.
me arse.
We have some Irish listeners, man. Grammars, dude. Can you... Grammars? I don't know how to say your name, so I'm sorry.
Well, see, this is what I'm judging this off of, okay? Where I come from, Newfoundland, is old, basically Ireland, Canada. People from yeah. Ireland went to Newfoundland during some shit. I don't know. I don't know history. I don't know yeah. Scotland. And I don't know the difference between those two. So what do you expect from me?
Well established, yeah.
But... that's a say... Like, arse is something they say in Newfoundland a bunch. And I'm assuming it's from... Ireland. So yeah.
Fuck me arse.
Fuck me arse.
God damn. That's good. Yeah, news. Anything else? That's all I got.
Let's see here. Fandango, Cruz, and Killian Dane return to NXT. And Jericho says that the reason why his music wasn't on New Japan is because New Japan did not pay Sony the $2,500 for the rights fee for the music. Jericho said, if they would have told me, I would have paid it myself.
Jesus Christ.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I'm good with it, man. Fuck. I'll take rock instrumental number 3 instead of fucking his song.
I don't mind his song, actually.
It's that one isn't so bad for his entrance and shit. I don't mind it, but...
Most Fozzy music is garbage, though.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was weird. Yeah, I was like, what? His own song? Like, what the fuck?
I mean, Jeff Hardy did it. He just wants to be like Jeff Hardy.
No, I mean, like, when he didn't play his song.
Yeah, no, that is... It is weird. It is. You think that, like, since it's his song, he could just use it, but...
Unlike fucking Jeff Hardy, Chris Jericho knows how to play instruments and also can sing, so...
And, yeah, makes real music, not...
Not, like, shit on the garage band.
Whatever the fuck Jeff Hardy does.
Jeff Hardy just throws some noises together to see if it all fits.
Yeah, and then watches paint dry.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all he does. He's a day in the life of Jeff Hardy is just like mowing shit into your lawn and jumping motorbikes around and fucking making shitty music in GarageBand.
Doing heroin.
Yeah, doing heroin. Not anymore, but back in the day. Anymore.
Getting fucking hammed, though.
Like, dude, are you still mowing weird fucking crop circles in your yard now that you're sober? Or was that like a drug thing, you know? Seems like something... Somebody on meth would do. Like, what else can I fucking do?
I don't know. I'll ruin my grass.
I'll fucking go out and make weird fucking things out of metal and stick them in the ground.
Yeah, just a tetanus trap.
Yeah. We love you, Jeff Hardy. Suplex City Limits Hall of Famer. We only roast the ones we love. Or kind of like.
I don't know.
That's not true. That's not true.
We roast anyway.
So yeah, that's the news. Enough of that shit.
That is the news.
Let's check it out, man. Now next, our boy Burbs is back. He's like, it's not very long. It's about 10 minutes. I was like, all right, man.
Yeah, I don't know what his definition of long is, but it's different than mine. But I'm okay with 10 minutes of Burbs.
I'll take any amount of Burbs I can get.
Yes,
7-8 inches. I don't care. What?
Jesus, you're taking her deep, man. Fuck, I'll take tip. Fuck.
I often say I love Burbs as much as a hetero man can love another hetero man.
That's fair. I mean, you love him enough to take 7 or 8 of his inches.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, that's assuming there's more, so fuck.
There you go. Let's check out what a boy Burbs is bitching about this week.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to WWE Mundane Night 4. Next on the card is the main event, the moment we've all been waiting for. Granted, it's not the barbaric Bob Caudle. However, we are blessed to witness this matchup of the gods. These two unstoppable behemoths. One is one of the most destructive forces in WWE history. The other one is one of the most demolishing forces in WWE history.
And one of them is one of the most feared forces in WWE history,
now,
Cole.
Get into that. Anyway,
and the other one is also one of the most scariest forces in WWE history.
Damn it, Renee. Yes, I know. And they are both here to cement their legacy in WWE. The Thundermaker and Goldbergs. Now, as you can see, ladies and gentlemen, the Thundermaker waits patiently for the arrival of Goldbergs. Oh, that must be him. That must be him. That there, ladies and gentlemen, is his theme music. Oh, and there is his locker room, ladies and gentlemen. And there are his security to protect him and everyone else during the long and dangerous journey to the gorilla position. And if you listen carefully, you can actually hear Goldbergs sniffing rails in his locker room right now, just before he comes out, to amplify his intensity and causes the dreaded, feared, and definitely not cringe-worthy face twitch every other second. Any moment now, ladies and gentlemen, the man who used to look like the guy on the graphic will be out any second now with full intensity. Look at the strength, ladies and gentlemen. And the crowd are going crazy for Goldbergs, as you can clearly hear by the same old annoying lethargic monotone chant that's currently taking place in this half-full WWE arena. Any second now, he will be out of that locker room, there to prove to the WWE Universe why he is a member of the prestigious Wrestling Hall of Fame. Any time now, ladies and gentlemen. Any second now. We're definitely not paying him by the minute, ladies and gentlemen. He is due. Oh, is his door opening? His door's open. Ah, me fucking head. What's going on, guys? It's your boy, Bert. I did not know I could hit that note. Fuck my ears. Ugh. Oh, fuck your ass if you're Jericho. Tyler and Jim, how are you? Hope you're good. Sorry about that long ass build up for, like, you know, absolutely fuck all. Where have I had that before? No, but really, sorry, you know, for, like, building it up and hyping it up and it leading to absolutely nothing. Yeah, sorry. I tried my best. And for those of you who found pleasure, you're welcome. Yeah, so we had that show from Saudi Jeddah. That's that place that's near America and nowhere near Saudi Arabia, definitely. Yeah, so we had that show there that sucked dick. They called the Royal Rumble that took place there the 50-man over-the-top Royal Rumble. You're fucking damn right it's over the top. When are you gonna stop this shit? Last year it was 40, now it's 50. What's next year, 60? It's just shitting on the standard Royal Rumble. Fucking well done. I don't even know why you'd put yourself in that fucking position. 30-man Royal Rumble is fine. You don't need a 40, you don't need a 50. Like, you're not even gonna have 50 fucking people on the roster by the end of the year, the way shit's going. Like, what the fuck are you doing? And the way they fucking put tag teams into the Royal Rumble. Like, when has there ever been a time where a tag team, just a member, has even been close to winning the Rumble? Never mind a fucking team just being the last two participants in the Rumble. Never happened, never will. Stop fucking wasting my time! And what the fuck was Renee Young there for? I got pissed off the second I seen that bitch on the TV. I thought we were having a woman-free zone, but nah, we have to have her fucking insight, don't we? And what the fuck was she wearing, looking like a shiny crocodile? Like, who the fuck are you trying to impress? Your husband's nowhere near you in another company enjoying his fucking life, and you've got an half-empty crowd full of fucking people dressing up like ghosts with tea cloths on their head. Like, what? Right, this pay-per-view's gonna get me in a lot of shit, so let's move on swiftly. Monday Night Raw and Lacey Evans, let's get on to her. Why the fuck are we doing this big Big Show thing again, yeah? If your right fist is an instant knockout, why the fuck are you throwing any other kind of punch or move? Get the match done with so I don't have to see your fucking face any longer! Oh, and how cute! Her move's called the women's right. I mean, how pathetic is that when we all know that women haven't got any rights? Why do you think Beyonce sung "To the Left, to the Left"? She fucking knew! Nice to see Renee Young, presentable as ever, on commentary with her fucking hands in her pockets! EC3, R-Truth and a bunch of other jobbers get trapped inside an elevator. Nice to see they finally get a chance to be on another level. Next we see Drew McIntyre and Shane McMahon, and Renee goes, ooh, they must have dressed in the same room with their matching outfits. The only thing that was matching was the fucking leather jackets. Everything else was different. Are you fucking blind? Speaking of blind, I don't see how nobody's made the comparison of Bray Wyatt's Yowie Wowie Jam to the Hawaiian strain of weed called Maui Wowie. That might explain his ups and downs of recent times. He's smoking Hawaiian pot, bitch! Let me in! Fuck, I'll come with you! Seth Cuntin Rollins, the overrated piece of shit that everyone was complaining about last year for being a whiny bitch, but now everyone sucks his fucking cock, despite absolutely fuck all changing about him, apart from that fucking yellow shit streak in his hair, comes out with Beast Slayer on his fucking Titan. Like, no one else gets that. Nobody else gets that at all, apart from this cunt. Like, who the fuck has that on their Titan? Hey, look who I recently beat. Look how good I am. Nobody has that. You have fucking Lesnar beating Taker's streak, and there was nothing on his fucking Titan saying about it. You have Corbin beating Kurt Angle and ending his fucking career. Yeah, not the way I wanted it, but it's a career-ending thing, yeah? And that's not on his Titantron, is it? Shawn Michaels ending Ric Flair's career. That wasn't on his Titantron, no. Oh, but Seth Rollins kicks fucking Brock Lesnar in the dick in order to turn the match around because you were getting fucking owned. And now we've got to call you the fucking Beast Slayer. Get fucked, dick kicker. That's what I'm calling you, fucking dick kicker. That's all you do. Kicking the dick. And why is his curb stomp suddenly been fucking allowed all of a sudden, but Randy can't do the punch? What the fuck is the difference? Absolute fucking joke. They let that move come back just to get him over. It's fucking pathetic, and everyone buys into it. Fuck Rollins. Punt! And it's SmackDown Live! And I didn't watch it. Gotta be honest, I took my advice from last time I was on here, and I turned around and did something else. That sounds wrong, and it sounds wrong because that's exactly what I was doing. Something wrong. But it was still better than watching SmackDown. However, yeah, I watch it. You know, I've got a duty to do segments on here, so I do have to have notes. But I'm not going to lie, I skipped through SmackDown. I didn't write a single note down. And I didn't remember a single thing from it. I write notes down because I'm not going to remember the shit. It's not that significant. Unless it's really balls out stupid, I'm not going to remember it. So I write notes down. And it wasn't that significant. I do apologize, but I hope the intro made up for it. So yeah. I don't know where to go from that. Oh, I know. AEW! Way! Peace, boys! Peace! Oh, and Jim, you are completely right. I would totally come over to the States and mong out on all the incredible food that you've got. Trust me. And Tyler, don't get that twisted. I am definitely coming over there and getting high with you, Jim, Yuck, Klondike. We'll get Bobby Anthem from Hibernation. We'll get Bobby Blades from the fucking asylum or wherever that crazy motherfucker's hiding. We're all gonna get high as a vinegar pie. Look at that continuity. Look at that. That's like a joke from last year's segment, man. God, I'm good. God damn it, that's some good shit, pal. Chill out, Vince. Hey, and much love for playing Rastafari Ryan. See, look at that, Rastafari Ryan. Ryan's me name. It's verbs to you. But Rastafari Ryan, Rastafari Ryan. Cleverer than creative. God damn it, pal. Shut up, Vince. Again, much love for playing that tune. Total respect. I love you guys. Thanks for having us again. Peace, boys. Peace. Maui, wow. Maui, wowie.
It's your boy, Burbs. Follow him on Twitter at Burberry Beats. Check him out on YouTube. Check out his music, his Snapchat, all that shit. He's a crazy motherfucker, Burbs.
He is. But we love him, and that's why we love him.
Hey, he's like shooting angles. I don't even know what he's talking about. He's shooting angles.
Hey, man. If he's got beef, I guess he's airing it. I don't know.
Before somebody tweets me about something that somebody who's not me says on this show again. No, for real, though. For real. I always end up eating the dick on that show.
You do.
But yeah. If you got a dick, you might as well eat it, I guess.
I was eating dick, bro.
Fuck else we got? Mark Tang? Holy shit.
We do.
Let's check out Mark Tang after a word from our sponsor. Gotta make that money.
Join Nature Boy Ric Flair, the Total Package Lex Luger, Sting, and many other superstars of World Championship Wrestling for a once-in-a-lifetime experience on the Bruise Cruise. MS New Amsterdam from Tampa, November 30th. And not only will you visit the exotic beaches off Key West, Cozumel, Grand Cayman, and Ochos Rios, Jamaica, but you can be part of special WCW events, including beach parties, wrestling events, and photo and autograph sessions. Make your Bruise Cruise reservations now.
Have the time of your life on the Bruise Cruise. Woo!
Come back! Is a guy that pays his last $20 on crack cocaine. Come back! Is a guy that believes that OJ did do it. Come back! Is each and every one of you sorry? Son of a fucking bitch!
Mark Tang, where we read Mark's comments off social media as they are typed for our own enjoyment. Holy fuck. So, I got a bunch this week, so let's get into this shit. Yeah, this one's great. Talking about Bailey, Big Lip Radio, which I'm sure is some kind of podcast. Weird calling your podcast radio, but okay. They talk about Bailey. He says, yeah, if she's been hit by a truck, maybe. But chicks blow moves all the time. It's not a real division. Never has been, never will be. The two good wrestlers, Alexa and Charlotte, aren't enough to make a division.
Wow. Oh, man. That cuts like a knife. Fuck.
The fucking Alexa Bliss fans are like the weirdest motherfuckers. Goddamn. Like, they fooled themselves into thinking she's good.
No. They just like looking at her ass so much that they think she's good. They don't think she's good. They just get a hard on when they see her, so they like her.
Dude, there's porn online.
Oh, yeah, but, man, some people get hard ons from My Little Pony Gym. Like, it takes all kinds to make this fucked up world go around.
Yeah, I guess. This one's great. Akash Verma says, I love WWE, and especially I miss Dead Men and all old superstar champ.
What? He misses Dead Men or Dead Man?
No, I love WWE, and especially I miss Dead Men and all old superstar champ.
So he
misses all the old dead wrestlers that were champions.
Bring them back.
So he misses Chris Benoit, you know, Taker, and fuck, yeah.
Hulk Hogan.
Dead to the WWE.
See, that's good shit, man. Him and every you know, Saudi person responsible for the Saudi show.
Yep.
Some of these are about that. Some are about other shit. It's a mixed bag.
Like, it's crazy how out of touch like those people are. It's like, give me Yokozuna. I was like, Yokozuna's been dead for years. Like 20 years.
Yeah. They're so out of touch that homosexuality is illegal, so... How out of touch are they? Crab Hat Misra says, never forget, dad is dad. WWE is a brand, while this AEW is a copy.
Fair enough, it's just a copy. Nothing WWE. WWE in any aspect, but it's a copy.
But what's the never forget, dad is dad?
I'm assuming that like
WWE is dad?
Yeah, I guess. And you're just trying to copy dad? So, dad is dad. It's like Eric Rowan's new tattoo. Eat,
dude. Yeah. If you're going to change it to something completely different, why wouldn't you change it to... Why?
That's Raymond Rowan, not Eric Rowan, by the way.
Same shit. They look the exact... Put them in a Highlanders costume, and they're the Highlanders. Like, fuck. They're the same guy.
One's really good, and one is Eric Rowan.
Yeah, yes. You missed dude's the name Highlanders isn't Rowan joke, Jim. Fuck.
Name is like fucking Igor, Ivar, or something.
Yes, yeah.
Anyhow, why is that the case?
I'm assuming it's because it's the only word they could spell with the words that were there. Eat and eat. Because they just took out the letters and photoshopped
rearrange.
It. And they rearranged the letters. The eat is just the easiest thing they could do. It's just that fucking stupid card game on the phone, right? Nobody gives a shit.
I know, but they took off the X on his chest. And
stuff like that, but it's like, what?
Yeah. They took the X off his chest as well.
Yes. I don't...
Because fucking fuck straight edge, I guess.
Come
I
have no idea. Come on the X to get the treasure? I don't fucking know.
I have friends who are straight edge. Not good ones, but friends.
Nobody likes somebody that's straight edge.
I mean, I like them a little bit. Like, I don't want to hang out with them that much. Yeah.
They're good for like DDs and stuff.
Yeah, I listen to your punk band and shit, but that's about it. Darren Jones, I want them to turn the microphone down near the ring. I can hear the man call the moves to the other girl. Drop toe hold me, I hear it. I still live the Becky Lynch still, and Alexa Bloss is tight too.
What? Alexa Bloss?
Yeah, Alexa Bloss
is tight. Too. Yeah.
And if you need these, I say I've been kind of posting like one or two on Twitter and shit. And there's sometimes I'll
send
post
me that Alexa Bloss is tight too. I need that one for the episode artwork.
Let's see. This guy is mad that Riddle had the gall to take shots at Goldberg.
Oh no!
Thanks to our buddy Klondike Bill for sending this one my way. Elias Velasquez says, Matthew Riddle, calls him by his full Christian name, Matthew Riddle, you think you are the best professional wrestler in the world, huh? Little do you know, you fucking suck. I used to be one of your biggest fans, and that's not even a live bro. One of your biggest supporters have a lot of your merchandise. I got your shirt. But I burned that shit after you started running your mouth and hating on WWE Hall of Famer Goldberg. I cannot wait to see you botch in the ring.
Burned your shit.
I burned your shit.
I think that is just some fucker sitting in his out back of his trailer house. He's burning his Matt Riddle shirt.
I have all your merchandise. I have your shirt.
Yeah, I have a burned off copy of your DVD.
I think he probably only has one shirt.
That's probably it. Yeah, that's probably all you can buy. Maybe, you know, are they selling sandals? They should be selling flip flops. Matt Riddle
should be.
Yeah. They really should be.
I don't know if they are or not. They should be, though.
Yeah.
They're selling Mia Yim shirts.
So they should be selling flip flops.
Well, nothing against Mia Yim. I actually like her.
No, I do too. There's a really good episode of The Wrestler coming up with Mia Yim.
Yeah.
Not to be like all braggy because I've seen them all, but like. Yeah, yeah, it's a really good episode. It's all about like abuse in wrestling. It's really good.
I just got a text that my uncle got a heart, and they did the heart transplant. Everything is good so far.
Oh,
I'm not really a big fan of the guy. You know, I mean,
when's he getting a brain?
Yeah, right. When's he gonna get a fucking get him on the fucking brain list? Huh? Sucker.
I think it's just, I just want to play this.
Randy, you tuning son of a bitch! Don't fucking practice, Randy!
I don't know why, I feel like it's fitting.
Get the fuck out! That includes cocksuckers and retards! Now get the fuck out! He says, I fucking, that's, what's that dude's name?
Dwight Yoakam.
Dwight Yoakam, man.
Yeah,
he's so fucking good in that role. Fucking Daryl Hargroves. That's fucking great.
What's the movie called again?
Sling Blade.
Sling Blade. Yeah.
Yeah. Got like 7 hours to fucking watch it. It's really good. it's really long. It's like fucking 3 hours. Jesus. And then they put out an extended version. It's like fucking 4 hours or some shit.
Holy fuck.
It's like all this extra footage of Billy Bob Thornton, you know, looking fucking goofy, sitting by rivers and shit. It's good, though. It's worth checking out. It won awards and things.
Shit. Okay, good. I'll check it out. I'll check it in the extended cut. Yeah. It doesn't have a scene like on Monster's Ball, though, where you see Billy Bob literally fucking Halle Berry.
No.
Shit.
This movie's about a crazy guy, like a fucking mentally disabled guy and a child, so the sex scene wouldn't be quite as good.
No. You should, if you got a hard on during that sex scene, oh boy, something wrong there.
I'm fucking sick. I've got like this crazy illness, and I've been taking like every kind of cold medicine I can today. Like, I'm like fucking Scott Hauling, you know, cold medicine. Ugh. All right, anyway. Troyer. We're still in Mark Tang, by the way. Jake Troyer. These guys, just both disrespectful human beings. I hope Roman Reigns dislocates Drew's shoulder and leg and nose and finger.
He doesn't want it to be anything simple. He really, really, really would like to hurt him.
Dislocate his shoulder and leg and nose and finger. Can you dislocate your nose?
Maybe the cartilage. Can you? I don't know.
It's not something I've ever heard of.
Maybe not. No, break your nose, maybe. Or rip your nose off your fucking head. I don't know.
Oh my god, this guy's name. Erhun Munsi Richard Asam Wan He. Holy fuck. You gotta have all the letters, bro. Imagine your mom yelling that at him to get back in their shack or the fucking hut.
Who's the watch? Go back to bed.
Orhan Wanmanzi Richard Osam Wani. Get in here and eat your fucking garbage. Anyway.
That's insensitive.
Whatever country he's from. I don't like the way Roman Reigns is handling Drew McIntyre. He always hurt Roman, and he go away free. Roman is big dog. We use to know he should put Drew away once as for all.
Yes.
As for all.
Here is my Webster's Dictionary.
Yeah. He always hurt Roman, and he go away free. fun. Our boy, dude. Cody Collier.
Oh, he's back in the
third week in a row.
Ferrized.
Holy shit.
That was something.
Cody Collier. Becky is one of the best wrestlers in the world. She doesn't need to be carried. She is one of the greatest wrestlers of all time.
I mean, it's a hot take if there ever was one, really. But, I mean... It's not. He's getting less outlandish.
Yeah. Renee Dale, Kayla doesn't get paid enough to do this interview. I could see the fear in her eyes, and no person doing interview should have that much fear. Pray for Kayla.
Yeah, Kayla Braxton. She narrowly escaped Lara Sullivan's.
Put it all out on the line.
Yeah, yeah. Is his bear hug of hatred towards minorities?
Oh man. We got some good ones here. Some Undertaker Goldberg ones. The Anti-Viper says, I don't give a fuck what the haters say. Undertaker and Goldberg just put on a hell of a match. #, they still got it.
They still got it right in the top of the dome of their heads.
They almost killed each other. Yep. Goldberg almost killed himself.
Yep. By looking up.
God damn it. That's a good one. Miss Jericho, Y2J, would rather watch a Goldberg Undertaker botch fest than 99.9% of matches in 2019. Save your condescension, and your condensation for those that really deserve it. So he'd rather watch Goldberg and Undertaker botch fest than 99.9% of the other matches this year.
I mean, that's something to be said, I guess.
Oh, let's see. Got so many, dude. Deepak Saj Diva. Shane and Drew, you hardly stand front of Roman, but you both are bullshit in Raw and SmackDown. You both will have to pay for this when Roman will punch on your face. Oh my god, you are both bullshit. In Raw and SmackDown.
These guys. Like, this is outlandish.
That's good. Let's see. Lenny Valentino. Goldberg and Undertaker are a huge part of my childhood, and I don't care what anyone says. It ain't Goldberg and Undertaker's fault. It's Vince McMahon's fault because he is so money hungry.
I mean, it's kind of true.
There's a truth in there.
There's an inkling of truth.
Some muddled logic.
I mean, but dude, they could also decline that, you know?
Well, yes. But I mean, when you're like at like the twilight of your career, well, like they're way past the twilight, but when twilight of your life, I suppose. But when you take you know, guys close to 60 is like, hey, we'll give you like $10 million. Like, oh, I might never have to do a goddamn thing for the rest of my life after this.
Not getting paid that. Would you take that much money to, like, I guess I'd take that much money to make an ass of myself too. Oh
my God, I'd take that much. I'd make an ass of myself for a lot less than $10 million.
Maybe do it for free every fucking week on the air.
Every week here. So,
yeah. Me too. So what? Think about donating on our Patreon. Patreon. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Give me $10 million.
Let's see what else we got here. Let's probably wrap it up pretty soon on this. I didn't save myself a good winner.
I mean, the winner was the Alexa Bliss. That was my boss.
Alexa Bliss.
Yeah.
People were wanting me to blow up somebody. They follow us though. And I don't know. If we wanna blow them up. Oh man!
I just paused it so I can see who it was. We don't have to say it.
Yeah, there you go. I don't have a winner though. I fucked up. I didn't have a winner. Cherry Aylett. Shane is not the best to have to rely on his minions to get involved. Roman is still the man for giving it his all. He should go man on man with Triple H and see who wins. Loser. Shane and Triple H, man.
Physical.
Don't fucking wish for it. That might happen. People submitted this J.E. Snowden one to us. He's a writer for Bleacher Report. I don't know. He was complaining that he didn't get a ticket for All Out. He's been at the last three events and he couldn't get a ticket. And he's they should have a loyalty program.
Oh my Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I thought I had it here, but I lost it. Where the hell is it? Here we go. I have purchased tickets to the first three AEW wrestling shows, but there's apparently no benefit for a returning AEW customer. Perhaps they might consider a loyalty program of some kind.
Fair enough, man. Well, he could have gotten the Platinum All Out StarCast packages 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. They were on sale. They were $900, but, I mean...
And what? It was like...
It's the first like front row at All Out for two front row tickets or something like that, and then two like Platinum passes the StarCast.
And you get to pet Pharaoh?
Probably, yeah.
And Brandy gives you a kiss on the cheek.
And you leave with blue balls.
You can play a fucking round of DDR with Kenny Omega.
MJF's a dick to you.
You can read Bible scripture with the Young Bucks.
Yeah, right. Sounds awesome.
Chris Jericho would just ignore you.
Yeah, sounds good.
It does.
But yeah, man, Federation, what is going down over there?
What is going down over here? We got Mind Games. WWF Mind Games came out on Monday. Then that's got a great main event, horrible undercard. Then for Misawa and for his anniversary of his death, I guess you'd say, we released the last episode of Misawa Kobashi Chronicles. And coming up on the Federation will be Halloween Havoc 1996, Macho Man and Randy Savage in a horrible main event where a wig falls off. It's fantastic.
Falls off?
Yes.
His wig?
No, Hulk Hogan's wig.
Oh, yeah, where he like tears it off.
Yeah, yeah. And Macho Man wears it himself.
I don't remember that from back, even though I'm a big WCW guy, I didn't remember that, but I happened across it recently.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? And I had to, like, actually, like, figure out the backstory on it and shit, because I was like, what is going on?
Because he was doing a movie for Three Ninjas, and, like, they go on set, and he'd have full hair on set because it's his hair for the movie and shit.
Yeah. So there you go. Check that shit out everywhere. Podcasts are found, mofudge.com. If you like this show, you will like that one as well. Pay-per-view take two. I think we got Hard Justice coming up. I was trying to find it on my shit, but fuck, I don't know.
Hard Justice,
we're doing the next show after Victory Road, so it's the first time. Yeah, because we got the free pass, which we better hurry up before fucking I get charged $6 or whatever the hell it is. It's the next show after Victory Road 2009, so for the first time we are booking back-to-back shows, so I guess we're gonna build off our booking from the last show. It's getting real fucking airy over there. Oh, shit. But yeah, check that out on the Suplex City Limits Network. Do you have anything else? I guess we got to do some shout-outs.
I mean, yeah.
Sure. I made a fucking list, finally.
Oh, wow. 218
episodes later. Shout-outs to regularly scheduled Hostility, which isn't out yet, but will be soon. Wrestling's High Marks, The Strap, Shooting the Shiznit, The Inhuman Experience, Get in the Corner, THT. Also check out Nuclear Heat Graphics for all kinds of pro wrestling and horror art, all kinds of shit. He'll draw anything for the price, so check him out. A boy Shaheen over there. And In Search of My Lost Soul, the new podcast from our fucking brother Bobby Anthem. Did you listen to that?
Not yet, no. I
you really should.
Yesterday.
It's pretty fucking awesome, dude. Yeah, it's like 20 minutes long. This is just to everybody. It's really interesting, but
I'm pretty excited to see it. I like the artwork for it, too.
Yeah. I'm fucking brother Bobby Anthem. Much love to you. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think there's much else, man. What do we got? Stomping Ground. Holy
fuck. Stomping Grounds, yep.
Fuck that.
Jimmy, have you ever tried Stanley Park beer?
No.
Peach Wheat Ale? Oh, my God. It's amazing.
You drinking beer already today?
No. I got drunk last night off of it.
Oh, okay.
Watching the Raptors game. Woo, woo.
Yeah, dude, you guys fucking got that.
We did.
I was right there rooting for you, man.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I knew you were. I knew you weren't going to root for those dastardly Warriors.
Yeah, once you win once or twice, I'm like, all right, fuck you. I'll win the next thing.
Yeah, no need for a dynasty, fuck.
Yeah,
the
dude,
Canadian
stomping
team win it for the first time.
That next week we would preview that? I don't even know if we're bothered.
I don't know when Stomping Ground is. I haven't watched WWE television in a long time.
One thing, it's got a cage match, Ziggler and Kofi. Ziggler demanded the cage match, dude, this week. The heel demanded the tag match due to interference and shit.
Good. Logic.
because wrestling. Yeah. So happy, we don't even fucking bother anymore.
No, man, fuck that noise. Like, what?
Oh, I said, all right.
I thought you were just like... What's going on?
I am fucked up on Robitussin and Sudafed and shit.
That's fair. I'm pretty stoned. So.
Yeah, and that too. Well, that is it. Do you have anything else to add, gentlemen?
No. That is everything.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, dude. Thanks for hanging out, Travis.
Oh, my pleasure.
It was a fun time. A questionable way for you to spend 2 hours of your time, but I commend you no less.
the reuniting of Todd, Tyler, and Travis. So.
Yep. Yes, dude.
Because you're going back in the basement now for a while. Just so you know, moldy pancakes for you again.
Fucking Todd Fudge. I feel like we should have some kind of a close. We'll have to come up next time. We'll have to come up with some kind of triple Fudge Brothers close. Fucking love it. The honorary third Fudge brother. I'm calling
Todd
it.
Fudge. Todd Fudge. I'm excited to talk to Jim next week.
There you go. As always, we thank you very much for listening, supporting the show, buying shirts, donating, just interacting in general on Twitter. It's fucking awesome. Bobby Anthem's podcast kind of talks about, you know, the community he found within podcasting, and it's fucking awesome, man. A lot of people, like, you know, just you guys, for example, met you through podcasting, and Bobby Anthem, Yuck Nasty. How else are you gonna meet Yuck Nasty, man?
He's a wild character, you know. Yeah. Just absolutely.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah. And all the fucking awesome people who listen and interact. It's good shit. So I think that'll be it for this week. We'll be back next week. We'll talk about Stomping Grounds. Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. Well, preview Stomping Grounds.
Did you see the logo? Well, what's the logo going to be?
A lug's boot.
It's going to be a boot that says stomping, and it's going to be on the word ground. Holy fuck, man. Brain trust over there. So that's it. Be back next week. Until then, may you get all the dick and or pussy you desire. Remember, a winner is you. Be excellent to each other. And hold on. The closing song, because I'm an idiot and I forgot, is from my homies, Grizzly Horse, repping that ND shit. This song is Curb Stomp Your Enthusiasm off their brand new album. They are touring. They're in Wisconsin right now. They're going to Iowa. All that shit. So check them out.
Hello, Wisconsin! That's all I can think of. Yeah, right? It's great. You know, I don't hear Wisconsin very often, being in Canada. Except for that 70s show, really.
Yuck Nasty lives in Wisconsin.
Fuck, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Cool.
Cool. Yep.
Well, that's it. I mean,
what are you fucking Matt Farmer? Yep.
That was so fucked, man.
So, Jim, we done the show.
Yep.